Hachette Audio presents Testimony, written by Anita Shreve, read by a full cast. Mike.
It was a small cassette, not much bigger than the palm of his hand. And when Mike thought about the terrible license and risk exhibited on the tape, as well as its resultant destructive power, it was as though the 2x3 plastic package had been radioactive. Which it may as well have been, since it had produced something very like radiation sickness throughout the school, reducing the value of an Avery education, destroying at least 2 marriages that he knew of, ruining the futures of 3 students, and most horrifying of all, resulting in a death. After Kasia brought Mike the tape in a white letter envelope, as if he might be going to mail it to someone, Mike walked home with it and watched it on his television. An enormously complicated and frustrating task, since he first had to find his own movie camera that used similar tapes and figure out how to connect its various cables to the television so that the tape could be played through the camera. Sometimes Mike wished he had just slipped the offensive tape into a pot of boiling water, or sent it out with the trash in a white plastic drawstring bag, or spooled it out with a pencil and wadded it into a big mess. Although he doubted he could have controlled the potential scandal, he might have been able to choreograph it differently, possibly limiting some of the damage. Much appeared to have happened before the camera in the unseen hand focused on the quartet. One saw the girl, always the girl in Mike's eyes, turning, twirling, it seemed to be, away.